Welcome to another episode of Cuckoo Bananas. If you are listening to that song, you can probably guess where we're going with today's theme. But let's say hi to our co-hosts for this morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Who do we have here?
Rowan.
Ollie.
Stop talking like that.
Yeah. Rowan and Ollie.
And we got so many train songs that we have to have 3 or maybe 4 train episodes.
Yeah, by the time we do the first 3, we might find even more songs.
And I'm so relieved that they're not playing Thomas the Train.
Now, wait a second. We don't want to offend anybody. There might be Thomas the Tank Engine fans out there. Hey, even when you were younger, you appreciated Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have some Thomas Duplo.
Thomas the Tank.
Thomas the Tanker.
Thomas the Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell.
Let's get back to trains. So that first song was called, take a guess.
The Train Song.
That's a good guess. That's a good guess, but it's actually called Train.
Oh, I would never have guessed that. That's too random.
From an album called Animals and Children, Volume 3. And we're going to jump right into some pretty high-energy train songs. You guys have energy this morning?
If you don't, turn your energy level up to 99.9.
Yeah.
99.99.
Yeah, leave a little room. Leave a little wiggle room.
Yay! Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
And now I'm gonna do that thing. Sometimes radio hosts do this thing where they talk about the songs backwards. So we're gonna play 3 songs. But the third song we're gonna play is called Rail Gadi by Chirag Panchen. And that's a Bhangra song, so get ready to dance. Okay? Dance music from India.
Okay.
Before that, another song from India from a movie called The Burning Train.
Dun, 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 flame.
Yeah, that's kind of what it sounds like, actually. That's a good guess. And we're going to start off this set with music from Pakistan.
A lot of different places that you would not expect train music from.
Well, actually, there's a lot of trains in India and Pakistan, and a lot of people still use the trains there.
But
that's not so true in Canada.
But your first guest wouldn't be one of those.
No, your first guess?
My first guess would probably be, probably Vancouver, maybe?
Well, if we were going to Vancouver, we would probably take a train, right?
Yeah.
Well, or a plane. And I haven't looked into it, but India might be one of the most busy places in the world for trains.
What?
So it's good that we're starting over there on that side of the world. Yeah, but we're starting in Pakistan, actually. And there's a train culture in Pakistan. And this song is called Khyber Mail from an album from 1970. Guess what I found out?
What?
2 days ago.
What?
Okay, so this guy, 48 years ago, records an album in Pakistan, okay?
Uh-huh.
Guess where he lives now?
Pakistan.
That's a good guess. That's where I would have guessed. But no.
India?
No, another good guess. That they're next door neighbors.
Pakistan.
We already guessed Pakistan.
India.
Think closer to home.
Ontario.
He lives in Ontario.
Aw, I wish I was back in Ontario, then we could see him.
We're in Ontario as we speak.
Yeah.
Because this show is broadcast.
Not the regular Ontario.
Yeah,
I like the one where Molly and Charlotte, Ontario.
That's Manitoba.
That's Manitoba. But that's a good point. This show plays in Ontario on CFRU 93.3 in Guelph.
And it plays in Manitoba.
My bike's not on nowadays. Yeah. Yeah. It plays in Manitoba, too.
On what radio station?
CFR2?
CFRU 93.3 FM.
No! That's the exact same.
It plays on UMFM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg.
I would never have guessed that.
And thank you to our Winnipeg listeners this morning. And every morning that we broadcast an episode of Cuckoo Bananas. So we've talked enough. Let's hear some Sohail Rana Khyber Mail on Cuckoo Bananas. Thank you.
देखो यारों कौमी रेल चलाई जोड़ के डब्बा डब्बा देख लम्मी रेल बढ़ाई परे हो जा सोनिए हाँ परे हो जा सोनिए हाँ परा हो जा जोरिए परे हो जा सोनिए साफी रेल गड्डी आई मारे तुका मारे आ जाओ सारे आ जाओ सारे उस स्टेशन ते होनी साड़ी कुड़िया नाल लड़ाई परे हो जा सोनिए हाँ परा हो जा गोरिए परा हो जा सोनिए साड़ी रेल गड्डी आई नागन वांग वर पाई खावे वांग हमेरे चढ़ती जावे ओ नागन वांग वर पाई खावे वांग हमेरे चढ़ती जावे इस गट्टी दी चर्चा सुन के सारे दिन बताई परा हो जा सोनिए हाँ परा हो जा गोरिए हो परा हो जा सोनिए साफी रेल गड्डी आई
Welcome back. Wow. Are you guys tired out yet?
No.
Sort of.
What did you notice about the end of that song?
It went higher?
No, it didn't go higher, but it did go faster, right? And at the beginning of the song, it starts off slow.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. And then goes faster.
He wrecked my answer.
And faster and faster. Do you know what that's called, if you're talking about music? That's called the tempo of a song.
I know.
You knew that? Oh, I should have let you answer. And the other cool thing that actually two of those songs did was when, you know, when we do a radio show, we're wearing headphones.
Mm-hmm.
And in the first song and the third song, it started off in one ear. And then moved across to the other ear. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
No, not really.
In the train sounds?
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah. That's called panning. when you move one thing from one ear to the other ear in a pair of headphones.
That's why it's called panning gold, because you move the stuff side to side.
Oh, that's a good theory, but I don't think so.
How dare you tell my answer?
Gold. I want gold.
Okay. That was a good guess, though. So now we're going to sort of move to Morocco.
Morocco.
Which is, you know, closer to India than us, but still pretty far away from Canada.
Do not listen to the first song in a pitch dark room.
Okay, why?
Ew. Because it's sort of funny and scary at the same time.
Hmm.
Similar to Killer Clown. If you're young, don't watch that until you're 25.
Okay.
And believe me.
It's true that that first song has some parts that sound kind of spooky.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah.
In the middle of it.
The beginning and the last part.
Yeah, actually, so, it comes back and forth, hey?
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, that's an interesting thing about music, hey? You can make something sound happy or spooky just by changing one note in a chord.
Happy, happy, happy. Spooky.
All right, so now we're moving to Morocco with a song called The Marrakesh Express. Marrakesh is in Morocco. And can you guys picture Africa?
Yep.
The shape of Africa? Morocco is in the northeast corner of Africa. A really cool looking place.
The shape of an upside down mountain.
Kind of. Yeah, yeah. Except it's round at the top, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The shape of a round-bottomed, upside-down mountain.
Yeah.
Everyone has round bottom, even mountains.
But this song was a hit a long time ago. But we're not going to hear it from a Moroccan band. We're going to hear it from a guy named Enoch Light and the Light Brigade. One of my favorite.
How dare they?
Favorite producers. And you guys are like, this is a really happy song.
Happy.
And then we actually have a lot of music from movies in this one. So the song after that's going to be a song called Red Train from a movie.
What's the movie called?
It's an Italian movie. I can't even pronounce it.
Is it called Bada Badaya?
No. Okay, I'm going to turn off Rowan's mic. There we go.
How dare you?
And let's hear some Marrakesh Express on Cuckoo Bananas Special Train Edition.
No.
Thank you for listening.
No.
been saving all my money just to take you there. I smell the garden in your hair. You know we're riding on the Marrakesh Expressly, taking me to Marrakesh. Wouldn't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Wouldn't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Expressly, taking me to Marrakesh. All aboard!
subway train by the Heinz Funk Electronic Combo. That song kind of sounds like it's in a subway to me, with a little kind of sounds spooky too. Can you, Ollie, can you describe to the kids at home what a subway is, in case they don't know?
I'm not talking about subway sandwich. I don't know. It's a train that goes underground.
That's right. You got it. Yeah.
And the people eat subway sandwiches in it?
No. The Cuckoo Bananas is in no way endorsed by Subway Corporation. Although Ollie does love the sandwiches.
I make
them.
My mic's not on.
Yeah. When I was in New York City, I got to ride the subway train. And actually, I had to go to Queens, New York. So I got to ride the elevated train.
Ooh.
Yeah. What do you think that is, if you had to guess, Rowan?
A train 20 feet in the air.
Yeah. That's a good guess. It's probably more than 20 feet, but yeah. It's whoa. Up above everything.
Above ooh. The cloud?
No, not above the clouds. Not that high, but
flying.
Near between the buildings. But it's up above, so it can go over the roads and everything. And it's cool. I don't know what I like better, the subway train or the elevated train. They're both fun.
I like the elevated train.
I think I'd like the... I don't know what I'd like more. They both sound really fun.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think you like the elevated train, Ollie?
Because I'm not scared of heights. That's why I like it. And I'm scared of heights. That's why I like it.
Mm-hmm. He's being sarcastic.
Is he?
Yes.
Talking sarcastic.
The first six-year-old to be sarcastic.
Yeah.
No, first.
That's a new record.
7 year old. I'm a 7 year old.
You'll be in true. The Guinness Book of World Records.
Guinness Book of World
Records. The cool thing about the elevated train is that it's more interesting looking out the window, right? Because you're up above, so you can you have some sights to see. When you're in the subway, you're just in a tunnel, right? So you're just looking at a subway wall the entire time. Going by very fast.
Why is it pitch black?
No, it's not pitch black. There's usually some lights. You see some lights go whizzing by. The cool thing about both, well, all trains, I guess, is that they're pretty fast. So, they're handy that way. Oh, we got some special songs coming up for the last 15 minutes. The next song is called Train to Nowhere.
What?
From a great movie called Hairspray.
I know that movie.
Do you?
But I did not watch it.
Actually, we've played a song from the Hairspray soundtrack before on
Hairspray.
on our Bugs episode. Do the cockroach, do the roach.
And the Hairspray one.
Oh, for their hair episode. Yeah. Yeah, geez, wow, we get a lot of play out of this soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. One of your things
I had
longer than your other one.
And then we're going to hear a song that a lot of people probably know called the Chattanooga Choo Choo. Say it.
Choo Choo. Chaganada Choo.
Chaganada Choo Choo.
Oh, close.
Chaganada.
Wait, say it again.
Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Chattanooga Toot. Chattanooga Choo Choo.
There, you try it, Ollie.
Chattanooga toot. Okay, say it again.
It's like a tongue tangler.
Chattanooga toot. No, Chattanooga toot. No, Chattanooga choo choo.
Thank you.
Chattanooga yes. choo.
But I get it very mixed up.
I'm going to tell you guys what this song is about before we listen to it, so that you can kind of imagine it as we're listening to it. This is by a guy named Jonas Nordwall, and he plays a huge organ. huger than you've ever seen.
Huger than my heart?
Yeah.
Organ?
Yeah. Okay, imagine a guy sitting in front of, it looks kind of like a piano, but it's going around you. Okay, halfway around you.
Yeah, I've seen it in Captain Underpants, the show.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But then there's another set of piano keys above that. And then above that, there's another set of piano keys. So three different pianos. And then like 50 different buttons and levers to pull.
And then there's these giant tubes on the top. It goes smaller, bigger, 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 bigger. And then it goes like one giant one.
Yeah, right. And so Jonas Nordwall played an organ like that at a place in Portland called The Organ Grinder. And it's actually a pizza restaurant. But if you go to this pizza restaurant, somebody will play the giant organ while you eat your pizza. And this was a fad, I guess, in the 70s and the 80s.
They used it a lot to play scary music, like...
Well, the cool thing about an organ like that is it can sound like anything. In this song, it'll sound like a train when it starts. And then it'll be happy sounding.
Oh.
But the reason why there's three different sets of keys is because it can do three different sounds at the same time. And then the guy who's playing it has to play bass with his feet.
What?
So your feet are playing the bass, your hands are playing three different keyboards at the same time, and you gotta hit buttons to change sounds.
Ay, ay, ay!
Yeah. After the end of the show, you kids...
That's not a very fun job.
You kiddies at home should Google Jonas Nordwall playing organ, because it's really fun to watch. It's almost like a sport. So we're going to hear this gigantic organ after the Champs song Train to Nowhere.
Wait, it's a girl?
Hmm?
Is it a girl or a boy?
Playing the organ?
Yeah.
It's a boy. It's a man.
Get why it's called organ grinding, because you're not grinding it.
Well, that's a whole other story. We could talk about that when we get back.
Okay.
But you're listening to Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour on
CFRU 91.1. Oh, yeah, 91.1 FM.
Okay. Or
93.3. Oh.
Or on UMFM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg. Thank you so much for listening, folks.
I totally messed
up. It's actually 93.3 FM.
In Guelph.
In Guelph, yeah.
Ontario.
Wowzers.
So dramatic.
So dramatic. Imagine being beside that in real life while you're trying to eat pizza.
That'd be way too loud.
It'd be exciting, though.
Yeah.
So we have no time to chit-chat because we only have a few minutes left. We're going to go right to a sleepy song.
Yeah.
It's 10 a.m. It's time for everybody's nap.
It isn't. It's not 10 a.m.
10 p.m. Okay, time for everybody's nap.
So we're going to hear a song called Sleepy Town Train by a guy who goes by Octagonally Yours. An octagon is the instrument that you'll hear. It plays drum beats and sound effects. And it plays this beautiful little lullaby to send us out on another episode of Cuckoo Bananas. But stay tuned for more great programming.
That's a very weird song name for a thing.
Sleepy Town Train?
No, like the thing that you play.
Oh, the Octagon?
Octagon. I thought you said Octagon. Yeah,
So can you guys say goodbye to all our dear listeners?